This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Good morning. The St. Patrick's Parade kicks off downtown at noon today, traveling down Eggleston and Sycamore. A look at Cincinnati's Irish history with Kevin Grace, author of Irish Cincinnati. That's coming up later. In about 15 minutes, Donna Covrette will be in the studio to tell you about Cincinnati Magazine's Where to Eat 2013 issue. To begin with, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati's Archbishop says he is rejoicing with the Hispanic population on the selection of Pope Francis. Dennis Schnurr sees it as recognition of the importance of Latin America.
Latin America and Africa are the two fastest growing Catholic populations in the world. And so, as you know, right from the get-go, there was speculation that the cardinals would be looking to either Latin America or to Africa, and that speculation proved to be true.
Schnurr says Pope Francis and the Catholic Church face a whole set of new challenges, among them the need to be more media savvy. He says the most important issue to him is to have continuity in the church. In a statement, Covington Bishop Roger Foy says, "We rejoice and pledge our prayers to our new Holy Father and pray that he will have many fruitful years in shepherding the church entrusted to his care." Xavier University President Michael Graham says he was completely stunned to learn one of his Jesuit brothers is the new pope, but he says that surprise quickly changed to gratitude. In a statement, he writes, "I have no doubt that he will bring a particular care and concern for the poor and marginalized, for that sensibility has been an overwhelming gift of Latin American Jesuits worldwide." Elmwood Place says it plans to appeal a judge's ruling that calls an ordinance allowing speed cameras invalid and unenforceable. Hamilton County Judge Robert Ruhlman said the two cameras on Vine Street violate due process. He instructed the village this week to pay back the 10 plaintiffs who have received tickets from the cameras in the past, but Police Chief William Peskin says he's not reimbursing anybody anytime soon.
"We're not planning on paying anybody's money back until, you know, the appeal process goes through."
Peskin says the cameras free up village resources to do crime prevention, and when the police department has to run radar, the criminals know where officers are, just like the traffic does. Meanwhile, cameras designed to catch speeders are coming under fire from a bipartisan group of Ohio lawmakers. They're promoting House Bill 69. It would ban local governments and the State Highway Patrol from using traffic photo monitoring devices. Representative Ron Magg of Lebanon is one of the bill's sponsors.
"The one thing that I find so reprehensible is that it is contrary to America. In America, you get the right to address your accuser. You cannot address that machine. And it is just a scam, a money grab for the different municipalities."
Magg and several other lawmakers backing the bill held a news conference in Elmwood Place this week. House Bill 69 next goes to the House Transportation Committee. Representative Dale Mallory is also sponsoring the ban legislation, but he says he'd still like to hear from camera supporters as to why it's the best process to balance their budgets or fight crime. Officials in Ohio and Kentucky are working to complete a value-for-money study for the Brent Spence Bridge project. That report should be finished next month. It will establish the most cost-effective way to build the bridge and how to pay for it. Stefan Spinoza with the Ohio Department of Transportation describes the funding.
"You're not going to have a solution that's just tolls. You still will have state funds in it, as well as state gas tax funds, as well as others. So this is how we're going to pay for it. It's a how we're going to pay for it with these various tools that are available to us."
Some Northern Kentucky residents and elected officials are opposed to tolling as a funding source. Right now, the nearly 8-mile-long project has an estimated cost of $2.7 billion. The Ohio and Kentucky governors have signed a memorandum of understanding to cooperate on the project. Both John Kasich and Steve Beshear say it cannot be built without tolls being included in the financing. Roadblocks to pension reform in Kentucky are still causing troubles. Legislative leaders have met with the governor repeatedly during the last week to try and resolve disagreements over reforms to the underfunded pension systems. Two different fixes have been tangled in disputes for weeks. While Senate leaders said earlier in the week they thought a resolution was close, Governor Steve Beshear says it may take until the end of the veto period later this month to get a solution, if not longer.
"I would not think that these issues will be resolved today. It's going to take some more time."
Lawmakers will return from the veto recess for 2 days beginning March 25th to end this year's legislative session. If no compromise is in place by then, a special session may be necessary. Kentucky lawmakers have reached a compromise on a bill dealing with special taxing districts. Different versions of regulations on library boards, sewer districts, and various other quasi-governmental panels have passed each chamber. The conference committee has worked out a deal that would require the districts to present their annual budgets and any proposed tax or fee increases to their local fiscal court. But it does not give the fiscal court's veto power of the district's actions. The compromise is supported by State Senator Damon Thayer and Auditor Adam Edelin, as well as many Democratic lawmakers. Edelin says the change will improve transparency of the districts and how they spend public money.
I think what's important to note is that requiring any entity that wants more money to have a public hearing and then streamlining the communication between that entity and the fiscal court, to me, only improves the transparency that we already had in place in this bill. So I welcome it.
Thayer attempted to give fiscal courts more authority over the districts, but he says he supports the compromise. He says lawmakers may continue to discuss the issue in coming years. Ohio senators have signed off on a proposal that would increase Ohio's speed limit to 70 miles per hour on rural interstate highways. The legislation approved this week would raise the speed limit by 5 miles per hour for both cars and trucks. The Ohio Transportation Department would set the maximum speed limit for interstate freeway outer belts in urban areas at 65 miles per hour and on freeways in congested areas at 55 miles per hour. It's now up to lawmakers in the Ohio House to either sign off on the bill or take it to a committee to work out differences in the measure. The bill also would set in motion Governor John Kasich's plan for a $1.5 billion Ohio Turnpike bond sale that would raise money for highway and bridge projects. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.